NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the square and joined us now on a cell phone. And Lourdes, what is the mood there today?
I have to tell you, Renee, the mood is completely ebullient. It feels like a party here. This is the most crowded we've seen it for several days. People coming from all over, banging drums, as you might be able to hear, carrying placards, and people that come from all different sectors of society. With me now is Raja Omran. She has been with these protesters since the very beginning, and here she is.
Hello, hi. Hi. So tell us, you know, how you're feeling today and what you think you'll be able to do today, you and the other protesters.
I just want to tell you, I think this is a dream. I've been involved with the movement for the past 6 years, and I've gone to all the protests that had 10 to 200 people, and I've listened to people saying, you're never going to get them to change. The Egyptians will never go out and as so long as they have food. And this is today is to tell all those people who thought the Egyptian people don't have it in them. They have it in them and even more. If you see the kind of people here, there are people from all over, not just the activists or the socially conscious, but even regular people who've never, ever gone to a protest in their life. And if you see the signs, so creative, so expressive of how people have felt choked up and repressed for so many years, and they are now truly expressing themselves.
And just briefly, is it at this point in time acceptable, if he's willing to make big changes, for President Mubarak to stay?
I think at this point, if you've been here since Tuesday and if you hear what the people are saying, the people just want him and his regime to leave. They are not accepting any of the changes he made, whether appointing a vice president, changing some of the ministers, re-establishing the parliament. This is all not enough. The people are not satisfied with these changes. It's too late in the game to make these changes now.
Thank you very much for talking with us. And if you wouldn't mind handing the phone back to Lulu. And that was, as you said, a protester in the square with you today. How, Lulu, is the government reacting to this march? We've heard about the military. What about the government?
Well, as you can imagine, the internet is still shut off. It has been for several days. Cell phone network, patchy. All the trains have been stopped. So clearly, the government is trying to make it as difficult as possible for the protesters to gather and to get here. We're hearing that they might not be marching as far as they originally thought they were going to be marching. You know, it's very constricted here. People are streaming into Liberation Square, right past me now, holding signs. It really is becoming extremely crowded. And it's very difficult to see maybe how they're going to leave, because you've got the army on all the different exits, and it's a very tight space that they're funneling people into. But people really are just, it feels almost like a public debate. For so many years, people haven't been able to speak to one another. They haven't been able to voice their honest opinions. And I can't pull a microphone out without people rushing towards me and trying to give me their opinion, tell me what they think, having their voices heard for the first time in 30 years.
Lourdes, thanks very much. Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us from Liberation Square in Cairo.